Rejoicing Together, June 15th. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. God has so constituted us that even the strongest desire sympathy. Men cannot love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves, and be as cold as icebergs. Not only do they rob God of the love due Him, but they rob their neighbor as well. Love is a plant of heavenly growth, and it must be fostered and nourished. Affectionate hearts, truthful, loving words, will make happy families and exert an elevating influence upon all who come within the sphere of their influence. The wonderful example of Christ, the matchless tenderness with which He entered into the feelings of others, weeping with those who wept, rejoicing with those who rejoiced, must have a deep influence upon the character of all who follow Him in sincerity. By kindly words and acts they will try to make the path easy for weary feet. All around us are afflicted souls. Here and there, everywhere, we may find them. Let us search out these suffering ones, and speak a word in season to comfort their hearts. Let us ever be channels through which shall flow the refreshing waters of compassion.